I miss the morning breakfast. I don't know whether any morning come in Canada or not. But I belong to the Presbyterian Church. But I used to belong to the Methodist Church.
Yes.
Then I got a letter, and I don't know which way to put it. Like I am, or would that be right?
Yeah, that's okay. And what sort of people did you get to know? I mean, people you worked with. Who were your friends? Did you meet people? How did you meet people?
People used to visit more than they do now. People would visit one another, and we all visit and all love one another. I think we love one more back in our growing than they do now.
Yeah.
I tell them they're trying to live 2 years in one now. They just are going all the time.
So you didn't travel very much, did you?
No, I never traveled. I've never been out of state since then.
What you're telling me, you were raised where?
No. I was raised in the head of Squatch Valley.
Uh-huh. And then you got married.
Got married. And
how old were you when you were
14,
married?
See, I married the 14th of April, 1914.
Mm-hmm.
You can just put that down, that'll tell.
Okay. And then you moved to?
I moved out here, and that was the only two times I moved. When I married, I went up on the mountain and lived there.
What mountain?
Up on the Hinch Mountain. They call it Hinch Mountain. They didn't used to. It's in geography. It used to be called the Deadly Mountain. And then they changed it because there's many Hinches lived around it. They call it the Hinch Mountain. Now it's in Hinch Mountain in geography. Back when I studied geography, though, it was a Deadly Mountain. But you put it back it is now. It is now. Hinch Mountain.
And you lived there until?
I lived up for 54 years.
Okay.
From the Hinch Mountain, that one place.
And then you moved to Crossville.
Uh-huh.
Crossville. And you've been there since 6 years, right?
6 years is 67, I guess it was, not coming in. Would that be 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know where your mother was born?
She was born in the head of Squatch Valley.
Same place as you were.
She had one sister, Becky Darton, and her mother lived to be 100 and almost 106 years old. And she's got two daughters lived over on Rockwood Road now. And that's the only sister my mother had. She was about the oldest person living in Cumberland County. And they say I look more like her than one of her children. Ain't Becky Darton.
Okay.
She's got two daughters lived on the Rockwood Road, and Andy McGuire married Heidi, and her Andy died, and she died there at Andy's, and Becky did. And so Nanny, she broke down health, and she lived with her sister, but she never did marry.
Mm.
I talked to Heidi, yes. So, yes.
Okay, do you know where your father was born?
He's born in the head of Scotchy Valley where I was.
Okay, and how far along in school did your mother get?
Well, I guess it's about like I did. I don't know. I can't remember but too much about what she said. They had a poor way of going, little old log schoolhouses. It's just hard to believe sometimes where they went to school and they was happy.
Yeah.
They didn't know anything else. They didn't know rocks, teams, and wagons and things. And of course, the Bible spoke of all this stuff, dirt planes and all the mills. I read the Bible, and it talks about the automobiles with their shiny eyes,
yeah.
and the birds, the planes will be like birds flying, and it's all in the Bible. But you see, we didn't know all them things back then.
No.
Of course, I remember the first car I seen, but I don't know what year it was.